Listening Library presents She Persisted, Dorothy Height by Kelly Starling Lyons and Chelsea Clinton. Inspired by She Persisted by Chelsea Clinton and Alexandra Boyger. Read for you by Marie-Françoise Theodore, with a letter written and read by Chelsea Clinton.
Dear reader, as Sally Ride and Marion Wright Edelman both powerfully said, you can't be what you can't see. When Sally Ride said that, she meant that it was hard to dream of being an astronaut like she was, or a doctor, or an athlete, or anything at all, if you didn't see someone like you who had already lived that dream. She especially was talking about seeing women in jobs that historically were held by men. I wrote the first She Persisted and the books that came after it because I wanted young girls and children of all genders to see women who worked hard to live their dreams. And I wanted all of us to see examples of persistence in the face of different challenges to help inspire us in our own lives. I'm so thrilled now to partner with the Sisterhood of Writers to bring longer, more in-depth versions of these stories of women's persistence and achievement to readers. I hope you enjoy these chapter books as much as I do and find them inspiring and empowering. And remember, if anyone ever tells you no, if anyone ever says your voice isn't important or your dreams are too big, remember these women. They persisted and so should you. Warmly, Chelsea Clinton.
Chapter 1, A Helping Hand. Dr. Dorothy Irene Height was always a helper. As a little girl, her mom taught her to never look down on anyone, but to ask herself how she could make their lives better. Dorothy loved finding ways to serve. She gave music lessons to young friends. She helped struggling classmates study. She pitched in wherever needed, just like her parents. Dorothy had no idea that helping would become her life's calling and lift people up around the world. On March 24th, 1912, Dorothy was born into a Virginia community where Black-owned businesses and schools stood proudly. People there worked hard, looked out for each other, and gave back. Her parents, Fanny Burroughs Height and James Height, welcomed her, their beautiful baby, to a place that held immense promise. But they knew the incredible danger it could pose to a Black child, too. Segregated Richmond had different rules for Black and white people. Signs, mean words, and stares let Dorothy's family know where they could go and where they could not. In Black neighborhoods like theirs, her family felt seen, loved, and safe. But in others, fairness and freedom could depend on the color of your skin. Dorothy's parents knew those segregation laws were wrong. Each had been married before and raised children in that environment. They wanted something more for their family. 4 years after Dorothy was born, the Heights moved from the South to the North in search of new opportunities and with the hope of finding less discrimination. From the 1910s to the 1970s, millions of Black people did the same. That movement was called the Great Migration. Dreams billowed like smoke in the town near Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. That was their new home. From the whistle of the steel mill to the whoosh of the railroad, Dorothy heard the music of people creating a life. She loved the languages and songs that zigged through evening streets like jazz. She loved the stories of families who'd moved to Rankin, like hers did, for a better chance. When the U.S. entered World War I, Dorothy's community supported the fight. Some people served in the war. Some worked in the steel mill, producing important items like military weapons, helmets, and armor for tanks and ships. The spirit of helping was all around. Dorothy got along with everyone. She greeted elders as she walked through the neighborhood where a sprinkle of Black migrants from the South lived side by side with white European immigrants. She was respected by teachers and friends. Her best buddy was her next-door neighbor, Sarah, whose family was Irish Catholic. They loved walking to school together and enjoyed special moments like running down a hill, feeling the wind kiss their cheeks. That was one of Dorothy's favorite thrills. With a flutter of excitement, they would stand at the top of a hill and reach out to each other. They'd smile. Then they'd clasp their hands.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?